Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now is the general manager, is the silver medalist in the Olympic Games of this winter meetings, the general manager of the Los Angeles Angels, Billy Epler. Billy, how are you?
I'm good, Swing.
Ed Coleman is on the other end of this in New York. Say hi to Eddie.
Hey Ed, what's going on?
How you doing, Billy? We were just talking about, you know, there are no silver medals in, you're going for Gerrit Cole or whoever or whatever, but it doesn't matter whether you finish second or seventh. But anyway, you turn to other things. How you doing, all right?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thanks for asking.
I know you weren't feeling well yesterday. Is there any truth to the rumor that you were in your room vomiting after seeing how much money Gerrit Cole actually got from the Yankees?
No. It was. I was actually nursing a cough that had shown up, and I didn't want to come on air and start hacking on you.
How did it get relayed to you last night about where you were in the decision process and what happened?
Okay, well, let me just start by saying I can't particularly talk about it, which is pretty awkward. I get it, guys.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'll
we
throw
understand.
That out on the table.
Okay. We know.
But you know, technically, before, you know, until the Yankees make an announcement, if
sure.
it is
okay.
in fact the Yankees,
yes.
until they make that announcement, mm-hmm. the player is not a signed player, and I'd be breaking the CBA.
Gotcha. All okay. Right? We don't want you to get in trouble.
I don't want to get in trouble, guys.
We've seen what happens to teams who get in trouble, and we might see what happens to get in trouble.
But, you know, I mean, clearly, you know, we've been in and we were having discussions with Gerrit, and if these reports are in fact true and this thing does become official, I mean, that's good for him. And you know, you have your projections and you have your forecasts, and then good for everybody.
Let me ask it to you this way: did you think that Orange County native Gerrit Cole, did you think there was an inherent advantage into being the Angels in Anaheim?
Hard to say. Every player is different. Every player has a different model and set of circumstances that they, you know, that they run through and their own kind of criteria. And, I didn't think a lot of people thought that Mike Trout would want to stay on the West Coast either. So I think everybody's different is the things I have learned over the years.
Billy, you don't pack up your bags and go home after something like that. Obviously, you have to retool your team and fill your needs. Do you still look for pitching at this point in time? Is that the priority at this point in time?
We're engaged still with pitchers, both in the free agent marketplace as well as the trade marketplace. Mm-hmm. So exploring a number of different combinations there. And there's also other ways to make your club better. I mean, you can focus on run prevention, but you can also focus on run production. And, I think that the run production aspect, carries a lot of weight, especially in the long part of the season, you know, throughout the 162 game season.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that when you kind of get into those shortened series, the pitching's at a little bit more of a premium at that time. It's almost like the balances of teams, are different they contribute differently over the course of the season. So
it's funny you put it that way. I was looking at some stuff yesterday. Your team run differential was pretty even the first 3 years of your mm-hmm. tenure, and last year dropped significantly. You gave up a lot more runs. And
correct.
I know, listen, as an organization, you went through an awful lot with mm-hmm. the Tyler Skaggs situation and other injuries that you suffered. Mm-hmm. Do you look at that as an outlier or that doesn't need a lot of major fixes to come back to kind of where you were, or do you need to pound hard on the pitching front to make sure that number comes back down?
That number could be achieved either way, right? Run,
mm-hmm.
scoring more runs, right? And
catching
it that way. It's interesting because, in the month of June, towards the end of June, we kind of like took a little picture of our offense at that point. We were top five offense. And then, Tommy La Stella was having a phenomenal year, right?
Yeah.
It would have been kind of cool to see him finish, obviously, and see how many home runs he actually ended up with, because he's on pace for 30.
Mm-hmm.
He breaks his leg. So we have the Tyler tragedy happens July 1st. July 2nd, Tommy breaks his leg.
Mm.
A couple weeks later, Andrew Heaney goes on the IL with a shoulder injury. Griffin Canning goes on the IL with an elbow injury. Felix Pena, who was doing a really good job, is kind of a bulk pitcher, you know, throwing 65 to 85 pitches. He was doing a tremendous job there.
Yeah, the Yankees saw him in that series. Yeah,
yeah, and striking a lot of guys out, right? Really good breaking ball. And so he tears his ACL. Simmons rolls his ankle. That was all the month of July. Or maybe the first week of August. Yeah. And I'm just kind of going to myself, wow, look at this convergence of circumstances. And it was at that point where that run differential just like really started to expose itself. Losing those players. Obviously, we didn't get the productivity out of the free agents that we signed last year, the two free agent starters and the free agent reliever. And so that hurt. To use a Gene Michael saying, he used to say, there's no such thing as a bad 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Meaning it's over quick. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a quick appointment. We can do some things to address that and try to close that gap. And the pitching side's definitely going to be a focus for us. I would look at that a little bit more of an outlier personally, on at least what we're able to do.
My guess is, Billy, you probably put it a different way than convergence of circumstance. Probably more colorful language, I think, at that point. just a guess from the outside. A couple of updates. Otani and Upton, where are they? What do you look with them? Where do you sit with them right now? Go ahead.
Otani's in his throwing progression. Now he's up on the mound, and he's throwing at probably 80% of his maximum velocity right now. And then Upton's doing great. Everything's been solid with him. He's cleared for full strength and conditioning. He was cleared for that in mid-November, and he wanted to have a very intense program that he had drawn up with one of our strength coaches, where he was going to really focus on some heavy lifting for his legs.
What's an ideal split for you next season with Otani, and what you're looking for playing time on both sides?
I want to let him get through this and hear what Dr. Eletrosh has to say. Who is his operating physician and been part of our group with Curlin Job, our medical group. And so I want to hear what he has to say before we kind of forecast things. Mm-hmm. We're going to take it easy on him. I think that's just the mindful thing to do.
On one side or the other, on the pitching side?
On the pitching side, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll take it easy on him and probably move a little bit slower because, he had this knee operation, and that knee operation basically – put a timeout in his Tommy John recovery. Mm-hmm. The timeout was about a 6-week timeout. And so now he's throwing now at a pace that other guys are not throwing at. So we're wondering, should we give him a little bit of a break here, which would then postpone him a little. So there's a lot of different combinations of things. And I'm going to wait till I get the guys with the advanced degrees in the room and went to school for it before I start playing doctor.
The guys you hired, right? The smart guys.
Yeah. I think one of the most dangerous things is the people that don't know what they don't know. I definitely know I don't know medicine. So,
Angels GM Billy Epler, our guest here at Coleman in New York. Swinney's out there in San Diego. I have to ask you about one of the more amazing transformations I saw. I know relievers go up and down year to year, Billy, but I cover the Mets, and Hansel Robles was here. We used to get under the desks sometimes when Hansel came into the game, okay? And then I'd go home after Met games and watch him close out game after game for you. That was an amazing season that he put together.
Yeah, no, he did a great job. It was funny. I was kind of watching all the trolling we were getting when we actually picked him up. When we grabbed him on waivers a year ago, I was like, oh boy, uh-oh. But he came in and we did a couple little modifications with him in pitch usage and pitch location. Mm-hmm. He was very open-minded to it. He works his work ethic is through the roof. He came back and he added about a mile and a half to his regular velocity and just got himself into a good position and a good mindset and just rolled. And you know, we were very, very happy for him. And, you know, now he's in a position, you know, going into arbitration, he's got a chance to make a little bit different money now because of what he did. So good for him, and I mean, clearly good for us and our club.
You know, one of the things that your team announced, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago maybe, that Artie Moreno had purchased the land around the stadium with the intent to, I think the intent is to build it up around it and create some different revenue streams. Is there a timetable for you on how all that stuff gets played out and what it can do for you and the baseball operations budget, the payroll budget?
That, if so, we haven't had that conversation yet. You know, that's another area where I, you know, I know what I don't know. So I'm not really dipping my toe into the real estate aspect of, and land development aspect. I'm working on roster development. If it does in fact turn out that way and it creates, you know, an energy, and like you said, a revenue stream around the stadium and around the organization, I think that's going to be good for all parties. It's going to be good for the fans because of, you know, increased product on the field and good for us as in terms of, you know, maybe scoring more runs or preventing more runs, you know. So
that's what it's going to come down to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll ask the question this way, because this pitcher isn't signed, as we know, but are you glad to see a certain pitcher leave the American League West?
I mean, any time an impact player can leave your division is a good thing, whether it's a pitcher, whether it's a position player. So if that turns out, and in good framing of the question, by the way, if it turns out that is in fact what happened, I mean, yeah, it's a lot easier to not have to face a guy five times a season.
I'm wondering, you know, for those who don't know, Billy Epler was the assistant GM with the Yankees for a long time and, you know, came up under Brian Cashman and then got the job 4 years ago with the Angels. Listen, it was one thing with Ohtani. The Yankees were kind of taken out of Ohtani, so you didn't have to go head-to-head. Ohtani took himself out of it. But I'm curious as to what your relationship is like with Brian Cashman right now, and what's the text back and forth like between you two when situations like this arise?
Unchanged, my man.
Yeah.
Unchanged. Yeah, that guy, I hold him in that probably about the highest regard you could hold somebody. So, no, unchanged.
What's his gift game like with you? Because I know that's what he's famous for.
We have a pretty good gift game back and forth. Yeah. So I'm glad it's my own cell phone and not the Angels' cell phone.
Can you tell us what he sent last night?
No. Not right now.
All right, maybe in a couple.
Not
of
a
days.
Chance.
I got one more for you, Billy. What's it like, you know, knowing that you are committed to Mike Trout and you still have some really prime years of his career right in front of you? And is there anything to this idea, like in basketball, everyone's dying to play with each other. The stars are all dying to play with each other. It's a different game of baseball. It doesn't work the same way. But is there any sort of energy of that you can tap into of selling people on the fact that you get to play with the best player in the
game? No, I think it might not be to the extent of basketball, but I do believe it exists.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it and I've had people talk to me about it when we've been talking to other players, you know. An opportunity to play alongside Mike if you're a position player, or have him play behind you if you're a pitcher, and watch him do his thing. I mean, you know, one of the things I always noticed in New York, you know, we'd see him six times a year roughly, and it was, you know, wow, this guy's really good, but we weren't watching him night in and night out. You know, we didn't, it's not like we ever thought when I was with the Yankees, it's not like we ever thought we were going to trade for him, right? So it was like, okay, let's just see him when he plays against us and so on and so forth. And as I've gotten to know him, I've really like connected with him on a personal level, a lot, because the character, and like just the mind of this guy and the heart of this guy, like I have not been a player. I've been around a player like this in my lifetime.
Wow.
So,
and you were around some pretty good ones in New York.
Yeah. It's the whole package with this guy. I mean, you would want him living next door to you. I'm telling you. So, you know, Sweeney, we got young kids. This would be a good. This would be a good dude living.
That's
next
someone
door.
To pitch to your kids and watch the kids when you have to run out to the store, right?
he scared the heck out of my four and a half. Well, he was four at the time. He's now five. He scared the heck out of my 4-year-old in spring training. He pulls his car up right behind him and like honks the horn, and my 4-year-old just jumps, and Mike starts laughing, and you know. So,
oh yeah, that's a real good guy to have around, Billy. Yeah, I'm sure he's a barrel of laughs.
Mike's laughing, and Xander's like, turns around, and you know, sees Mike, and goes and gives him a high five and all this stuff. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Eddie, anything else for Billy here?
No, I was going to say, in a perfect world, that's the way it should be, right? Those kind of guys should get the big money and be the leaders of a club, and that's what he is. So that's
that was one of our things in New York, right? We used to always ask, can you trust him with a contract?
Sure,
you know, that was a stick question.
One of our former colleagues had a saying. He said, money don't come with instructions. And I think you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'll leave that unattributed for now.
Sure.
But yeah, it's hard to make that work sometimes.
Yep.
You've seen it blow up time and time again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
Billy, good luck. I'm glad you're
feeling
better.
Yeah,
and, well, you're feeling a little bit better physically, but silver medals,
life
I guess.
Life rolls on, buddy.
There you go. Good luck to you, and I'm sure we'll see you during the season. Thanks
okay.
for joining us for a few
good
minutes.
Good luck, Billy.
Thanks,
appreciate
buddy.
It.
Thank you, Ed. Bye.
That's Billy Epler, Angels GM here in San Diego. Like I said, Billy, thank you. Good luck. It's hard to finish second because there's no prize for it, but you just have to put your head down and keep going back to work.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. When you look at Trout's contract and you consider some of the other signings they've had too, adding Cole to that obviously would have upped it, you know, quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess they weren't willing to go that final year, you know, another year, let's put it that way, the ninth year. I don't know whether they stopped at 8 or whatever, but, you know, the word was that they were in the high, you know, 280, 290, thereabouts, something like that. And
and I wonder if there was anything from Cole's camp where, and we'll find all this out,
right.
You know, as they make everything official, where they said, listen, if the Yankees are willing to go to 9, we'll take the deal.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. And I know Brian Cashman doesn't like to get played. Agents tell me this all the time. Like, he'll make you the offer with that, but doesn't like to play the keep inching it up one at a time type of thing. So maybe he said, listen, I'll go to 9 if you're going to take the deal, but I'm not playing, you know, I'm not going, you know, playing this game much farther.
Right.
So we'll find that all out in detail.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Boris could be sitting there with an 8-year offer from the Angels at, you know, almost 3 or thereabouts, and, you know, says the Yankees have 9. You know, will you go there? And if they say no, then, you know, the Yankees have them, and the Yankees do have them. So anyway, one way or the other.
The thing that, you know, Billy probably, you know, can't speak to the way we would phrase it is, you know, they're not a Gerrit Cole away from being a contending team.
Right.
There are more holes to fill. Mm-hmm. And if winning matters to Gerrit Cole, you know, the Yankees are a Gerrit Cole away from being the best team in the league. And that's where we sit right now.
Tanner Roark has signed with the Blue Jays. So the Blue Jays have been looking for pitching, and it's not a bad guy to get. He helped out Oakland, right? It was Oakland he went to.
Oakland, the Nationals for a long time.
Right.
I ran into some Blue Jays people who just shook their head at me, you know, wondering what, you know, what they'd have to go through on a trip that goes through, when they say New York, when they see Gerrit Cole five, six times a year. The Blue Jays know that they have their work cut out for them.
Yeah, but that's a good sign. Roark's a good guy, good pitcher, you know, decent pitcher, not Gerrit Cole type pitcher, but they've been looking for pitching. They need pitching. They got somebody. So
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.